Hey folks, today we're going to talk about credit and credit scores because there's a lot of misinformation out there. What prompted this video? Well, actually, I did a video about 7 or 8, 9 years ago. It was one of my top videos out there. So if you want to check that out, please just check out my channel and check the number one video that I did. And I forget exactly what date it is, but it had over 250,000 views pretty much instantaneously when I posted the thing. And I was like, wow, you know, that was kind of intriguing. And then I got away from it and then I did other videos, but I want to come back to credit. Because over the past 2 weeks, I've probably done over 50 consultations, one-on-one consultations with people that are looking to buy their first house. And the common theme there is one that's kind of, I'll say discouraging a little bit. Everybody seems to know their credit scores, but the quality of those credit scores and then what people do with that, that's the concerning part. So I'll try to do this as quick as I can, and I'm not trying to fly through this to kind of overstep some things, but I know your attention span's a little bit low. So I want to basically give you the main points when it comes to your credit and credit scores, okay? So one of the most common things is when I ask somebody what their credit score is, the first thing they'll say is it's a, you know, 740. So then I come back and say, well, where did you get that? Or how are you obtaining your credit scores? Well, most of them say, well, it's my Credit Karma, my Credit Sesame, or it's my Vantage score, or my Discover card has a credit score on there. So I want you guys to understand that that isn't your true credit score that we would use as a lender if you're applying for a mortgage. And I'm going to explain that. And then after that, what I want to explain to you guys is the differences between collections and charge-offs. It's a huge difference, and you guys need to know that. And then we're going to dive in on that for a second. Okay, so the first thing I want to talk about is what is the difference between the credit scores? Well, first of all, if you're getting a free credit score, it's called, that system is probably most likely called your Vantage score. Okay, what a Vantage score is basically just an educational tool that's been created throughout the credit agencies and so forth to just give you a tool that you can check on every day, multiple times a day to see where your credit scores are going. They don't do that with your FICO scores because it's really difficult. Because the MyFICO or your FICO scores are actually the credit scores that lenders use if you're looking for a mortgage. It's what the insurance companies use if you're trying to get homeowners insurance or maybe car insurance. It's what the credit card companies use if you're looking to get a credit card. And believe it or not, it's the same system that people use when they're trying to buy a car. Okay, so if you're looking to buy a house, buy a car, get financing on a credit card, or your insurances, those companies use is your what's called your FICO score. Okay, so your FICO score is the one piece that we really want to focus in on. So I actually created this site that you're seeing on your screen a couple of years ago. I just updated it recently to make it more techy and so forth and make it easier to use for you guys out there. But I want to really focus in on, you know, how you get these things. So go to creditscoresandmore.com. It's actually plural, and I'll have the link down below. And here's everything that I just want to show you. And there's a lot of tools on here that you don't need. There's a lot of things on here you don't even have to scroll down to. But I want to bring you to the first two items that we show here. The first two items is your free credit score, and then we call your true credit score. Okay. So with your free credit score, it's going to link you to a system like Credit Karma or Credit Sesame. Those companies that offer free reports, and they offer fantastic services. They give you alerts. They give you all kinds of things. I would highly suggest don't pay for the extra services because, a Vantage score isn't anything that people use or can be used for you if you're applying for a mortgage or anything else. Remember that. It's basically an educational tool. Okay, so that then brings us to, well, how do I get my FICO or how do I get the FICO score? Well, that's what I'm giving you access to right now. When it says your true credit score, you're seeing that on your screen right now. What it's going to do is you're going to click this, and it's going to launch you over to MyFICO. Okay, this is the MyFICO system that you want to use. If you use this system, you get a discount. It's 20% off. I do make a couple dollars if you use this thing. I don't get rich on this thing, but it's just a system that we use here. And we use, when we're using or trying to get you approved for a mortgage, we use your FICO score. So if you use this system, what's going to happen is you can buy it, you can pay for it. It doesn't hit your credit scores at all. It's actually considered a soft credit pool. A soft credit pool is when you pull credit on yourself just for inquiry purposes. You want to see, is there accuracy there? Is there something wrong? Has things been updated and so forth? You can pay for it. You get one time per year, you get your free credit report, and you actually get your FICO scores. But the one piece that I really want to explain to you is this is what you need to focus on. If you pull this system, it'll actually give you your auto score, your house score, your insurance score, and your credit card score. It's kind of tricky to figure out what's what, but let me give you a hint. If you pull it and you want to see what your mortgage score is, well, look at the credit score that has a little house next to it. That's basically their indicator. That's your housing or your mortgage score. And then next to one that's for your car, there might be a car there. Well, there will be a car there. Okay, so that's what I really want you to focus in on. So you need to figure out and find or look at your actual FICO score, okay? The scores you get on this system would be identical to the ones that we would get, okay? But if I pull your credit score, we might get a credit ding, so you might lose 3, 4, 5 points. So that would be the only difference between the score that you get and the scores that we get, okay? So now I want to go off to what you can do, or one of the big tricks that people kind of could do or should do, but they don't do. Okay, so the one area that I really want to focus in on is, especially because of this week and last week, I've had multiple people saying, you know, well, I talked to this person, they told me to pay off these collection accounts because that would increase my credit scores. Well, that kind of makes sense. If you're like, well, if I have bad credit out there and I pay it off and I make it clean, I clear it up, my credit scores are going to go up, right? Well, not necessarily. So don't think of this as common sense. Let me explain to you how credit scores work. But what I do want to focus in on too is if you have there's collections and there's charge-offs, okay? If you have a charge-off, please don't do anything with it. Because what happened was the company that you owed charged off your account, meaning they wrote it off on their tax returns. Thus, they're not really legally eligible to collect on that debt anymore, okay? So if you have a charge-off, please don't do anything with it. We can talk about it on a counseling call, but we really want to focus in on the collection accounts, okay? The collection accounts, here's what I want you to do. When you look at your credit, I want you to look at these things specifically on your collection accounts, okay? So what it's going to say is that, let's just say you had a Discover bill that you didn't pay and it went to collections. So what's going to show up on your credit report, it's going to say Discover. It's going to give you the open date. So let's say you open that thing in 2010, and then below that, it'll say the last active date. Well, for these purposes, let's say the last active date was January of 2018. Okay, it was a couple years ago. All right, so that's that. Then it's going to give us a dollar figure. It could be a dollar, $100, $1 million. The dollar figure doesn't really matter. As long as there's a number there, that's all that matters. And then it's going to the side, it's going to give you the pay history, it's going to say the account's in collection, and it's going to rate you a 9. The 9 indicates that it's a collection account, okay? So now let's go, and you're trying to apply for a mortgage today, so you talk to somebody, and they're like, oh man, you got that Discover account, it's in collection, you need to pay that thing off. So then you go out, and you call Discover, and you're like, hey, I apologize, I owe you some money, you know, what can I do to make this, you know, satisfy this debt? And they'll say, okay, make this payment. So you make the payment. So now your credit report gets updated. Well, what gets updated? Well, it's still going to say, let's go through recap of how it looks on your credit report now. So it's going to say the Discover account, it was opened in 2010. Remember the open date. And now the last active date was January of 2018. Well, now the last active date is January of 2023. Why? Because we just paid it. Okay, so now what happened was what the system is reading, the credit score system is reading, it's saying you have a collection account. What was from 2018, so it really wasn't affecting your credit score as much because it was 5 years old. But now you paid it. So now what the system reads is it says it's a Discover account. It's a collection. We don't really care about the dollar amount because it's irrelevant. But the last active date is now, this month. What happens? Well, that's all it reads. So your credit score is going to plummet because it looks like or it appears that you have a brand new collection account when you just paid an account off that was 5 years old. So what you need to pay attention to is the last active date on those. If it's 2, 3, 4 years old, don't do anything. So now the question is, well, how do I clear those up? Because when I get my approval, I can't have any outstanding collections. I have to pay them off. Well, great question. What we're going to do with those is we'll pay them off at the closing for you. So what will happen is once we close on your loan, we're going to send those payments off to those collection companies and pay them off. But now when that updates, it's going to update and your credit scores are going to drop. But now you did what you wanted to or you set out to do. You bought that house or you bought that car or you got that credit card or you got a great insurance premium because your credit scores were much, much better than where they were. So the recap, what we're talking about today is, I spoke to over 50 clients over the last 2 weeks in counseling sessions, and the number one theme was credit. Credit, 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 and everybody knows their credit scores, but a lot of them know the wrong scores. So don't be fooled. Don't look at your Vantage score only if you want education. Make sure you look at your FICO score and make sure it's accurate, because over 90% of credit reports out there are inaccurate. So make sure today you go down in there and you click the button and you order your FICO score to make sure you guys know what's going on with your credit. That's it for today, and hope you enjoyed my videos, you learned something, and it was also entertaining with all the spoofy stuff in the background. So thank you so much, guys, for watching. God bless, and if you need our help, please reach out to us at themortgageupdate.com or check us out on a podcast also. Whatever system you use for your podcasting listening, just search in there Dan Frio or The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and you're going to find yours truly. Thank you so much for watching. If we could be of any help to you, all you needed to do is reach out to us at therateupdate.com. Thanks so much for watching. See you soon. Bye-bye.